I absolutely love you. I'm being serious. Why? Well, I'd like to, for future reference, chat with you here and there anyway. If you're okay with that, if you're comfortable with that. I know you're a busy girl.
Yeah, actually, I'm working with a deal right now. I'm co-hosting across the nation, where I go into different cities, and kind of like a tour.
Okay.
Where I go, I co-host for like 5 days, and then I'll like go to a club, not like a strip club, but like a regular club, host mm-hmm. the club, and then be on my way.
Oh, so like a company pays you to come out, and then you co-host on the morning show for 5 days.
Yeah, and then some of them are just regulars on certain shows, and for some reason, I don't know why, but it kind of worked out because I don't know if it's from the Howard Stern show, but, you know, I guess maybe it's just like my honesty, or I don't know what it is, but I kind of just, you ask me a question, I pretty much tell you what's on my mind or the truth.
Well, and I would love to do.
It's a little bit shocking or put off.
What I would love to do, Casey, is that in our building, there's 6 different radio stations. We'll just throw you around the building for the week. You go down to the old station down the hall, Magic 98. Those guys, that music's so slow, and the guys there are so old. They've been there like 30 years.
Like a radio game bang.
Oh, my God. It would be. They'd be like, they'd have a heart attack. Okay, so let's, one last question, then we got to let her go. Once again, Casey Jordan as in Charlie Sheen, as in adult film star, as in Cuddly. And misunderstood woman, in my opinion.
Is that your opinion?
No, she's totally. She's like, I'll cuddle with you for 5 minutes and I'm rolling over and going to bed.
You know, Charlie's going on a tour. You guys could go on the tour together.
Right?
Right? I know, right? It'd be funny to bump into each other.
You could do, it could be, like if he was telling.
I put my head in a box.
Yeah, right? Literally. Well, I mean, it's only fair you put his in one. Now, anyway. Think about it, Ashley.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, it'd be great, though. He could tell jokes, and we could call it, like, poke and joke or something. So Ashley, you wanted to ask her to get what she got in the film?
I just wanted to know how she got into this industry, into the porn star industry, as you're a young girl.
I got into the industry when I was 19. I never was 18, like most of my films. I walked into an adult film store where you just, like, buy DVDs. Like, mm-hmm. We have a big one in Oregon, is where I'm from. And I walked in, and I go, how do you get into movies? He's like, I don't know. Here's a business card of a director. And I called the director, and the director's like, you need an agent. I'm like, okay, so porn has agencies? Like, I was like, oh, it's just so foreign to me. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a hold of the agency, and they flew me out, like, a couple days later.
And that was it?
That was it. I mean, I was just, I was, like, searching because someone gave me the idea because I looked online. I didn't even know that. I thought porn stars were, like, big boobs.
Because you don't have big boobs.
No, I'm, like, the opposite. Like, I'm, like, there's no way I could ever be in the naked field,
She's a great butt, though.
I look on my boss's computer, and I see all this porn he's looking at, and it's all, like, and I'm doing my boss at this time, and it all makes sense. He likes my type, and it's like 18yearold.com. Like, I'm like, this stuff's kind of, I could totally do this. And I was so stoked when I found that there was a little niche, a little opening. Like, you know,
thank God for a little niche opening. Yeah, how much everybody else was shocked too, right? In that industry, that's rare, so that's always a good thing. Go Kegels, go Kegels. Love them. Casey, did you get what you needed out of her, Ashley?
Yes.
I think Ashley's more interested in getting into the field. You can learn more about us.
I was going to say, I gave you reference.
I'm good. Thank you, Casey.
Ashley could pull it off. She's pretty hot, Casey. I'm not going to lie to you. If you go to fishinthemorning.com, if you get a chance, Casey, email us. We talked to you way longer than we probably should have. I hope we haven't made anybody mad. You're awesome. I absolutely love talking to you. I think it's cool that you checked on Charlie Sheen, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons. I think it's unique that you describe yourself as an alcoholic, but you're not an alcoholic.
I am, but I'm not. Yeah.
Are you a snuggle girl? I'm sure people want to know that. Are you roll over, let me go to sleep?
I am an affectionate person. I was taught to be affectionate, but just, you know, when I meet certain guys, you know, if I don't like them, I don't. I only cuddle with someone that I like.
Yeah, you know? The other ones, you just, like, you'll untie them and send them home.
Or even, like, the guys, like, if I, like, I have, like, a couple guys that I call up and that I know are really hot, mm-hmm. like, models, but they're, like, huge major players, and they try and come and cuddle with me, and I'm like, no, don't even cuddle with me when you're going to do this with, like, 5 other girls this week. No way.
Yeah.
It's so long.
Don't you think they're just saying the same thing about you, that you could be hooking up with other guys?
That's what they tell me. Exactly. When I tell them that.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what's the point? Let's just go to sleep.
Now, we did a fish poll. Do you think Charlie Sheen is going to die within the year?
Yeah.
What would you say to that, yes or no?
53% said yes, 47% said no. What'd you think?
2 weeks ago, I would have said yes. When I saw his little show he did, Sheen's Corner, looking at him, he looks like he is sober. I think what I personally think he is he's bipolar a little bit. There's like when he was doing all his interviews, he might have passed all the drug tests, but I think that he was in a manic stage where whatever he says, it just pops out of his mind. It doesn't make any sense. So I think now he seems more collected. He might be on medication. But then again, he goes on and off, and I really don't know if he's going to live, because he's been doing this for so long. But then again, he is getting older. He is 45 now.
Yeah, I mean, so, your body can only take so much, you know what I mean? What about you? I mean, your body can only take so much. Maybe we get you out of this porn industry before you get hurt.
I mean, ever since Charlie, I haven't even worked in the industry yet.
Oh, so you haven't had sex?
Companies. I don't mind it. It's not like I'm one of those girls like, oh, I came from a bad family. I came from like a great family. I did like 3 years of confirmation. Mm-hmm. I'm like this like good girl. I'm just like the black sheep, and I just, this is what I like to do, and I actually am okay with porn. I'm okay with doing whatever job I'm like mentally.
That's okay. Weird. There's something happened to you, honey. Honey, I need so much more time with you than just this, because there's more there. I so want to talk to you. I might even have to spend some time by myself on the phone with you, really discussing our lives.
Well, you talked about the fish pole, right?
Yeah, it is. We'll really talk about the fish pole. Yeah, I mean, she this girl would rip me apart.
Yeah, I think
so. She would rip me apart, but it would be fun being ripped by her, I'm sure. Casey Jordan, thank you so much.
Thank
website,
you, Casey.
Plug what? Give me something. Your website? It's something I can plug here.
Oh, my Twitter. It's really, it's pretty vulgar, so.
Your Twitter's vulgar?
It's pretty, yeah, I post photos, and I say, and I usually respond to most people. You know, if you write me, I'll most likely write you back at some point.
Now, is it like, just Casey Jordan? That's all I have to look for?
It's MissKaceyJordan.
Miss Casey Jordan. So it's a dominatrix type thing.
We're going to follow you right now.
We'll follow you right now. And check out the vulgar Twitter. Obviously, 18 or older, I'm sure, is what she's implying by that. And I'm sure that you have a very... Some people may say your Twitter's vulgar, but I'm sure your Twitter's very nice.
That's what some people say. I'm just being me, and I'm just being honest. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I think. This is what I think to your response. Like, someone calls me a whore, and I go, don't you dare call me by my first name.
Nice.
You know, so it's just kind of funny to watch, you know, certain people, like, write me. And then also, if anybody ever writes me negatively, I just block them instantly. And I have, like, this, I think it's so much fun to block people. I'm what was that? Block.
Well, we'll check out your Twitter, honey. Thank you again. And we will talk very soon, all right, my dear?
All right, sounds good.
Bye,
thanks,
Casey.
Sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.